Three-Body Problem. A Dungeons & Daddies fan fiction, written by Miss Whimsy, read by God of Laundry Baskets, with pairing Nick, Lark, Cassandra. Summary.
Historically, the first specific three-body problem to receive extended study was one involving the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun. In physics, specifically classical mechanics, the three-body problem is to take the initial positions and velocities, or momenta, of three-point masses that orbit each other in space, and calculate their subsequent trajectories using Newton's laws of motion and Newton's law of universal gravitation.
Cassandra often regretted that she hadn't grown up with Nick and the rest of them. There were bonds between them that were so strong sometimes she thought she could grasp onto them and pull. Others so frayed and straining she was surprised they were even still connected, and she couldn't always manage to discern the nature of them. Sparrow and Lark, for example, were bound forever by that magic that came with being twins. She'd witnessed them finish each other's sentences, hold month-long arguments without speaking, and even bear each other's pain. But whatever threaded between Nick and Lark was made up of something unpredictable and indiscernible, spun from history they all seemed reluctant to speak of. "Do you not get along?" she'd asked early, when she and Nick had started dating. He'd laughed, surprised, almost like it hadn't occurred to him. "No, we get along fine. He knows me super well." He smiled at her. "Do you want another drink?" She was pretty sure he wasn't changing the topic on purpose, but it weighed down the conversation all the same, and she wondered what pains remained in a relationship she had thought had long since scarred over. Nick and Lark hadn't dated. She was pretty sure, at least. Dating wasn't a thing either of them really did. Hadn't as long as she'd known either of them, or even before, if Terry could be trusted the one time she'd tried asking. By the way, it didn't seem like anyone was willing to say much, no matter how much charming plying she attempted, so she resigned herself to watch.
Unlike the two-body problem, the three-body problem has no general closed-form solution, meaning there is no equation that always solves it.
Subtly observing did not come naturally to her. It was tedious and unproductive, and the longer she watched, the more confused and frustrated she became. She could tell they were close. Lark seemed to be the one Nick was closest to aside from her, sometimes even more than her. But they never hung out alone, only with the larger group. They never had Lark over to their place for dinner or to watch a show. Nick had never gone out for drinks or to a show with him like he did with the others. He'd even cheerily drug Henry to some bluegrass show in the park once. He'd pestered Henry for stories, and in exchange, she suspected Henry got a chance to parent in a way he wasn't allowed with his own kids. After a while, probably a week or two, though it felt like she had spent months wearing her own patience down to threads, she gave up. The mischievous side of her spent another few days conspiring some silly way to get the three of them to hang out, but finally decided that just asking would be the fastest.
When three bodies orbit each other, the resulting dynamical system is chaotic for most initial conditions.
Lark turned down her invite to dinner at her and Nick's place three times before he finally relented. If she didn't know how stubborn and contrary he could be, she'd think there was some superstition behind the number, but no. Nick had told her. "He's just pouting." "What?" It occurred to her suddenly that Lark might not actually like her very much. It would explain a few things, but it didn't feel right. And Nick looked... she wasn't sure, but sheepish was the only word that came to mind, like a toddler who had broken a rule that only existed in their own head. She flopped down on the couch next to him, leaned her head to rest on the back of the couch, then turned to look at him closely. "All right, what the hell?" she asked, finally. "What?" He'd already gone back to whatever show that was humming in the background. "What's with you and Lark?" And a flicker of something flashed across his face. She sat up straighter. "If you're fighting or whatever, like, I'm sure I'll think it's dumb, but you can tell me and I'll stop asking about dinner. I mean, we've had everyone else over. It just seems weird, you know? We could do something else or invite more people." She was rambling. She knew, but Nick usually had said something by now, and neither of them handled silences very well. He huffed and fiddled with the bottom of his flannel where the buttons came together, or would have if he hadn't lost that one. He didn't look at her, but finally, in a voice that bridged, flustered, and annoyed, said, "I'll talk to him." For everything else, Nick was always unbearably honest. Considering he was a demon, Cass found it endearing, but it still surprised her every time. He would never lie, but more often than not, he'd skirt around the bigger emotions, laughing them off, shifting and stretching himself to be what would make the conversation more bearable. He didn't do it with her anymore, but she still always teased him when he would get, suddenly, uncharacteristically chipper with the cashier at the grocery store, or said, "No worries, man," to the kid who drove his bike across their yard again. He didn't do it with Lark either. But in this, he was caught between two familiar interactions, and she could tell there was something there that he was afraid to talk about, something he was struggling to be honest with both of them about and still maintain that privacy. Cass tilted her head and raised her eyebrow, looking at him closely until he met her eye. "I'll talk to him," he said again, this time more firmly.
Because there are no solvable equations for most three-body systems, the only way to predict the motions of the bodies is to estimate them.
Lark did eventually come to dinner. It went better and worse than she had anticipated, and for none of the reasons she'd braced herself for. It was like Lark stepped into the front room and all of the furniture had rotated 90 degrees to the left, then another 90 degrees downward, and she found herself having to clamber through an entirely different kind of evening than she'd prepared for. Lark got there early and helped her in the kitchen. He didn't talk much, but held himself stiffly, polite and wary as he nodded along with whatever story she was telling. Nick kept trying to maneuver his way into the kitchen, and things finally started to thaw after the third time Lark and Cass shooed him out of their way in unison. Lark let out a soft huff, and his mouth turned up barely at the corner, but it was enough for Cass to reach up and tap him gently on the cheek, just at the corner of his lips, smiling. "There, that's better." He rolled his eyes, pulled the casserole dish from the oven, but didn't tell her off for it, which she took as a good sign. It got them through the rest of prep. Then Nick's nervous energy and a shared look between Lark and Cass got them through dinner. Together, they somehow teased Nick into settling somewhat, and Cass found she wasn't surprised by it. They ended up sprawled across the couch, taking turns with the controllers. None of them were particularly good, but it turned out to be a good way to make sure no one was the center of attention and no one had to carry the conversation for too long. They played for 15 minutes when Nick got up to refill their drinks. There was a conversation that needed to happen, and unfortunately, Cass had reached the point in the night where she could think of nothing else. Earlier, she had been able to distract herself with dinner prep, then later with making sure Nick could calm down. But now, she was nearly vibrating with it, and Cass had given up subtlety somewhere around the age of 12. She caught Lark's eye. Somewhere in the night, they'd become remarkably good at communicating silently, and he raised an eyebrow at her. She heaved a sigh, then stuck her tongue out at him. Nick trailed off with a question, looking back and forth between them from the doorway to the kitchen, hands full of drinks, and menu music from the game setting a rhythm for the conversation in the background. The problem with Nick and Lark, Cass thought to herself as she looked between them, was that they'd never even hooked up. This would be so much easier if they had hooked up before, but she was fairly convinced that it was something Nick had never even considered.
Using a computer, the three-body problem may be solved to an arbitrarily high precision using numerical integration. Using the theory of random walks, an approximate probability of different outcomes may be computed.
Cass sighed and rested her cheek against the back of the couch. She closed her eyes. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on here. She used her beer bottle to gesture between them where they were in her mind's eye, then opened her eyes. And Lark is trying to figure out if I'm brave enough to ask about it. She met Lark's eyes. Am I close? He nodded, smirking. Dead on, babe. He glanced up to Nick. Are you going to drink all of those in the kitchen? He teased. Nick whined and floundered spectacularly, and that somehow released the rest of the tension in the room. Lark snorted, Cass burst into a fit of giggles, and again, they shared a fond look about Nick. Nick, in turn, pouted and threw himself on the couch between them. It was the same spot he'd been before getting them a round of drinks, but it seemed to Cass that they were all sitting closer. Or maybe Nick filled more space than before. Or perhaps even the air around them had become more indulgent. It was comfortable. Nick had ended up with the controller and had switched to some cozy builder game that he had been obsessed with for months. His head was resting sleepily on Lark's shoulder, comfortable in a way that made it evident to Cass that he'd tucked himself there often. It was with the same ease that he curled his legs up sideways and rested them on her lap, the top one extending across her. She couldn't hold back the smile that burst to her face and saw the moment Lark's tentative expression widened in shock and understanding. Acceptance. Oh. It was so soft, she almost didn't hear him. Nick tilted his head a bit, but was already refocusing on the game. She reached her hand over the back of the couch to comb her fingers into the hair at Lark's nape. "Are you going to come over more often now?" she asked him conspiratorially, smirking. He huffed a laugh and rolled his eyes. "Yeah, yes, I promise." Nick wriggled happily between them and settled further into the couch. They'd talk about it, all together this time. Soon. But for now, they were comfortable. And finally, incredibly, bravely, on the same page. The end. Thank you for listening.